For more on today's bombing attempts and the investigation into the deadly attacks 2 weeks ago, we're joined by Duncan Campbell. He's following the story for the Guardian newspaper in London. Thanks for being with us.
Okay, it's a pleasure.
We just heard the police commissioner, Ian Blair, there in Anthony Kuhn's piece, talking about resonances between these two attacks. What can you tell us about that?
Well, the original attack, one of the bombs was in the north, one in the south, one in the east, and one in the west, and there was a claim on an Al-Qaeda-related website that this was to put a burning cross through the heart of London. And what you've had today is very similar, one in the west, which is Shepherd's Bush, one in the north, Warren Street, one in the south, Oval, and one in the east in Hackney on the bus. And again, it's three underground stations and a bus, so it's very, very similar. What's different, of course, is the fact that nobody has been killed and nobody has been badly injured.
Yes, we are hearing some talk now that this could this be possibly a copycat attempt, in a sense?
Well, one of the suggestions is that some of the explosives are similar to the original bombs 2 weeks ago. That's not confirmed. What it would seem to be, and certainly the police are saying, is that it was a deliberate attempt to kill people. The people who were involved obviously planned for the bombs to do much more damage than they did, and you wouldn't really be carrying out a kind of moderate attack just to make your point, because whoever the bombers are, that they would be going down for 20 years or 25 years if they're arrested anyway. So it's puzzling. The good side of it from the police's point of view, as they see it, is that they now have all this explosive material. They're talking about releasing CCTV later tonight or early tomorrow morning.
Closed-circuit television. Which may
help to identify the bombers.
What have you heard about why none of the bombers today, those who attempted these bombings, were caught by anyone on the scene?
It's a puzzle. There was one described as a young Asian, thin Asian man at the Oval, which is in South London, who ran away. Somebody put out a leg and tried to stop him. He got away. There was another man who was described as black and with something sticking out of his jacket, which looked like wires, up at Warren Street. But it is a puzzle that they've got away, and I think the police are pinning their hopes on the fact that on the closed-circuit television from certainly all of the three tube stations, the underground stations, that they will be able to identify people.
Let's turn to the bombings of 2 weeks ago, July 7th, and the investigation into the four bombers there. One of those bombers, Mohammed Sadiq Khan, seemed to be shaping up as some kind of ringleader with possible connections to an earlier plot. Tell us about that.
Yes, he's the oldest of the four involved. He was 30. He had quite a respectable job as a mentor at a local school. He had travelled to Pakistan, and there's a suggestion that he knew and was involved with two suicide bombers, one of whom blew himself up and one of whom was drowned in Israel. And it is pointing very much towards the fact that he was the organizer of this particular little team of four of them. He does have connections with Pakistan, with radical groups in Pakistan, and police are particularly interested in him and feel that he may have been the person who persuaded the other three to take part in the suicide bombing.
And briefly, there has also been reporting about a fifth suspect who was on a watch list, was said to have entered by ferry and then left soon before the attacks. Any more news on him?
It's very foggy. That there's different interpretations of it. A man was arrested in Pakistan who seemed to fit that description, but at the moment it's unclear.
Duncan Campbell, thanks very much. Duncan Campbell is special correspondent for The Guardian. He spoke with us from London.